This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the first read section of the John Lothian newsletter for July 23rd, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with the comments and stories from the hits and takes section. The STA is holding the 88th Annual Market Structure Conference in person on October 6 to 8 at the JW Marriott in Washington, D.C., with the title The Great Return. That is a very good title, and it is a very good conference. There are many kinds of fraud in the markets, and in response, the U.S. Commodity Futures Trading Commission has issued fraud advisories over the years. Here's the list of the fraud advisories they have issued. Commodity pool fraud, foreign currency, forex fraud, precious metals fraud, commodity trading systems sold on the internet, profit based on seasonal demand or other well-known public information, profits from the war on terrorism, phony futures and options websites, false promises of profits as a result of natural disasters, binary options and fraud. And if you see any of these types of fraud, you can let the CFTC know at submit a tip. All the links for all of these advisories and submit a tip are in today's newsletter. SGX has acquired MaxTrader from Flex Systems for a cash consideration of approximately $125 million. The acquisition is expected to be completed by December 2021. SGX said, together with wholly owned subsidiary BidFX, the acquisition paves the way for SGX to build an integrated and scalable FX platform that will become Asia's largest one-stop venue for international FX, OTC, and futures participants. Also, SGX has issued the following notice on its website. As of the 23rd of July 2021 at 4:42 p.m., please be informed that due to website maintenance, there will be intermittent access to our site from 8 a.m. the 24th of July to 8 p.m. the 25th of July, Singapore time. We apologize for any inconvenience caused. The NFA is looking to add to their compliance OTC derivatives, IT, and human resources team in their Chicago and New York offices. If you're interested in exploring careers with the NFA, you can find more information with a link in today's newsletter. Joining the NFA as an intern and then as a full-time employee was a great experience for Robin Wood, who was interviewed for our MarketsWiki Education World of Opportunity series. I had a fat finger error of sorts with Amazon. I was trying to buy a gift card for my cousin Jack's daughter, Margaret, but I was having issues with the Amazon website. It was not responding to my purchase. Evidently, I pushed the link 25 times for a $25 gift card, and she received 25 gift cards from me, totaling $625 in value. I love my cousin's daughter that much, but I was not trying to express it in that way. There were no new donations to the JLN MarketsWiki Education GoFundMe campaign yesterday. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's a story from Suzanne Cosgrove. Weed out the dreamers to make hemp sustainable. In a mid-year update with JLN, Pan Exchange CEO Julie Lerner says the hemp industry needs to turn its focus to farm economics, sees continued promise in carbon credits. Here's a story from Barron's. Mask wearing is back. Going back to the office might be delayed. The COVID crisis isn't over. As a new wave of COVID-19 infections arrives in the U.S., dimming hopes for a near-term economic recovery, President Joe Biden's chief medical advisor, Dr. Anthony Fauci, said that some vaccinated people may want to consider wearing masks indoors again. Fauci acknowledged on a CNBC interview late Wednesday that there has been a growing number of breakthrough COVID-19 infections in vaccinated people as the Delta variant has spread, but said that the available vaccines offer strong protection against severe disease caused by Delta. As I have been saying, I have not seen a fat lady in horns getting ready to sing. Here's a story from the FT. Doubts cloud hopes of a Labor Day office comeback. The Delta virus variant and transport problems could thwart companies who want staff back at their desks. Labor Day has long provided a unique punctuation in the U.S. calendar, branding the first Monday of September as the unofficial end of summer. After that, crowded beaches, national parks, and Hamptons restaurants fall quiet as children return to school and adults get back to business. My comment, maybe next year. Here's a story from the New York Times. Harry Rosenfeld, who saw news in a third-rate burglary, dies at 91. He assigned Woodward and Bernstein to follow the Watergate break-in for the Washington Post and fended off efforts to supplant them. Harry M. Rosenfeld, who injected his brash brand of journalism into the Washington Post, where he oversaw the two reporters who transformed a local crime story into the national Watergate corruption scandal that toppled the Nixon administration, died on July 16th at his home in upstate Slingerlands, New York. He was 91. The cause was complications of COVID-19, his daughter Amy Rosenfeld Kaufman said. My comment, we all want editors like Harry. Here's another story from the New York Times. Study finds largest single driver of coronavirus misinformation, Trump. Cornell University researchers analyzing 38 million English language articles about the pandemic found that President Trump was the largest driver of the infodemic. Of the flood of misinformation, conspiracy theories, and falsehoods seeding the internet on the coronavirus, one common thread stands out. President Trump. That is the conclusion of researchers at Cornell University who analyzed 38 million articles about the pandemic in English language media around the world. Mentions of Mr. Trump made up nearly 38% of the overall misinformation conversation, making the president the largest driver of the infodemic, falsehoods involving the pandemic. My comment, there is a responsibility when one has great power to use it for good. Unfortunately, not everyone understands that. Here are the top three most read stories from Thursday's JLN. Our most read story Thursday was Gold Traders Chat bragged about how easy it is to manipulate prices from Yahoo Finance. Second was Young Talent Isn't Following the Money to Wall Street, a Bloomberg opinion piece. Third was our Markets Wiki page for Tom Thompson, whose last day as an editor for John Lothian News is today. We will miss him and his illuminating stories and opinion pieces on legal and other matters. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian.